Back here on the Mighty 690 KGGF, Sam Speck live from our KGGF studios. It's Wildcat Wednesday. I know I'm repping the purple, as the two others in my room as well. We got Cherry Nelson and James Coover with us here this morning from the Wildcat Extension District. I got lucky. You know, I went with the purple, and hey,
good
falls right
today.
On Wildcat Wednesday,
yeah,
no
good
doubt.
Plan,
so,
good plan.
And James Coover, you ask. Yes, that is a new name that we haven't heard here in this KGGF studios before. So, James, welcome in. We're happy to have you. And tell us a little bit about yourself. How old are you? Where'd you study at, and what exactly did you study?
Yeah, I'm James Coover, mid-30s. And so I'm actually from Neosho County. So I grew up there, farm boy, K-State grad, you know, extension, and bled purple for 10 years. I was up at K-State.
Well, I think you just gained the heart of a lot of our listeners right there, right? So K-State alma mater, no doubt, a Neosho County kid down here in the southeastern corner of Kansas. So what exactly did you study at K-State? And then we'll kind of get more into what it is that you will be doing for the research and extension. So what is it that you did at K-State? What did you study for?
At K-State, I was actually the soil agronomist, and so it was very soil conservation, soil fertility. My master's research was in phosphorus conservation. And so it was very, you know, below the ground kind of stuff. But,
yeah.
I mean, plenty of education with crops and in that area, too.
Well, and certainly, and it comes down to that is almost kind of the literal root of it,
yeah.
If you will. You know, it's underneath it. So you do have to kind of have that basis of knowledge of the crop itself and things like that. So kind of explain what it is underneath the soil that, you know, is important, why it is, you know, expand on it. I know it's your field. I know you know everything about it. So expand on that a little bit and, you know, what it is that's important underneath the soil and things like that. So.
Yeah. And so, I mean, this time of year, it's important to, you know, fully understand what's going on. You got to get your pH levels right and your nitrogen and phosphorus, potassium. I mean, and really get a good concept of what's going down beneath there and actually knowing what's going on in the different areas of all your fields. And so you have a full picture and sometimes a literal picture of what it is actually that's happening. And so you can get the best yields out of your crops.
Now, I kind of had a curious question because obviously we have Hurricane Gordon just kind of dwindling away, lots of precipitation and things like that. So when we do get heavy rainfall in random times late in the season, how does that, you know, affect the soil in general? I mean, is it better? Is it worse? Does it run off? Does it lose nutrients or kind of gain it?
Sometimes these late rains will help and sometimes they don't. It kind of depends on how fast they come. Usually with these hurricanes, we catch the tail end and mm-hmm. It's a whole lot of rain all at once. And most of that will run off. And so that's not always a good thing. And sometimes we've just harvested and so we'd have bare soil there. We don't really catch it right at the right time. But in comparison to most of the state that don't get any of the hurricane rain, it's sometimes a big benefit to get that tail end.
Yeah, at least we get some of the moisture compared to other areas in the state. As you know, western Kansas, we thought we were in a drought, and you look it over there, goodness sakes. So, well, James, you are stepping in for Josh Coltrane, I believe, as he took another position elsewhere. And so explain kind of what you will be stepping into, I guess, is kind of your duties as the research and extension district guy.
Yeah, so his role and now my role was all about the crops. And so corn, soybean, wheat, and of course the more odder things like sunflowers, cotton, I mean really anything, sorghum. I mean if it's anywhere in the crops area, it's something that we work with. And it's diseases or soil fertility or, I mean, planting rates, everything within that world is something that we cover.
Yeah. Now, you know, that's pretty neat, and we can expand on that again as well because, you know, obviously you've only been 2 days, I believe, now,
part
of it, and fresh out and things like that, but I know you're observant. I know you've seen things, and with all the rainfall, is there any, you know, increasing maybe a disease, maybe something, maybe, you know, what have you kind of noticed in the last couple of weeks for the crop growers? Maybe, you know, something to look out for or, you know, just a couple of good tips.
Yeah. Well, so with increased moisture, we have increased disease pressures. I mean, there's a number of, so right now the corn is, of course, towards the harvest point, and so we're kind of focused on soybeans when it comes to diseases. And you know, there's a lot of diseases that soybeans can get, especially beneath the ground. And so there's a lot of root diseases that they can have, and it's going to affect yields. But I mean, Southeast Kansas, of course, you guys, we get the brunt here before anybody else does. And so anything that's coming through, a lot of diseases and pests, it hits here first. And so
very cool. That's James Coover kind of filling us in on a little bit of what he's going to do with the Wildcat Extension District. And James will hit on a little bit more of, you know, some concerns that maybe you've seen, maybe you've heard as we go through here. But Cherry, you're over here, and it looks like you've got a nice list of some winners.
What do we got? I do. Well, when I was here a few weeks ago, mm-hmm. we talked about the state livestock sweepstakes contest was going to be happening up in Manhattan. And we took 27 kids from the Wildcat District up and had a great weekend. The kids were competitive and had several winners. So
awesome.
Yeah. So we talked about the different contests and we talked about meats judging. You were interested in that. You know, it's fun to be able to go in a grocery store and know if you're getting a good piece, good steak or not. So
yeah, these programs are certainly something that I didn't grow up around, and to finally be exposed to them and to learn about them, and to, especially with kids that are as young as they are, to go up and actually perform those tasks, mm-hmm. to have that knowledge, to name a specific body part or meat, a cut of meat or something like that. It was, I find it very interesting because I couldn't look at a cow and tell you exactly which meat is where, which is what, you know, and if it was well taken care of, which, you know, it comes down to the transparency of it. So, who do we got to show off?
Yeah. We'll just start with the meats contest. We had two younger kid groups. These were the kids that were, could be 9 to about 13, 14, 9 to 13. So that's our intermediates. And we had the second place intermediates judging team and the fifth place team. And then our senior age division is 14 and up. And our senior meets team was fourth place overall. So individually, we did have Addison Smith was the state champion in the intermediate division. So we were pleased with that.
Yeah,
so
congrats.
Great. And then we had the champion skillathon team, which we talked about. The skillathon was, you know, they take a quiz, they have to identify a whole lot of feeds and hays and all.
Didn't
that
they have like
thing.
A verbal quiz as well, like you're almost asked person to person, or was it kind of like a test?
That was a test. And then the skillathon
was,
yes.
Okay.
And so that we had the champion skillathon team in the state. They'll be going to nationals in Louisville, Kentucky in November.
Oh, wow.
And then Dexter Small was the champion in the skillathon competition this year. So he was a high individual for that. So
some national recognition then, and yeah. representation over there in Louisville.
Right.
I actually just drove through there, ironically enough. So.
And then we had livestock judging, and that's where we talked about the kids have to give a set of oral reasons.
Okay.
They have to tell why they placed a class the way they did, and our team was third place in the livestock judging this year. So overall in the sweepstakes, we were second team overall, which was all the contests combined. So we were second place overall in the state. And we had some other kids that did really well. Luke Falkenstein was fifth high individual in the livestock judging. We're talking 300-plus kids that participate in some of these contests. So, and then Cord Dotson was third place overall in the sweepstakes competition. So in all the competitions combined, he was third place overall. So felt like we had some very good representation, and the kids did really well. The horticulture teams were also up there that weekend, and they did very well. We had the second place intermediate team. They won the second place in the state.
Nice.
And then our senior team was the state champions, and they'll be going to nationals in St. Louis in October, I believe. So they'll be headed to in there. And Ashley Chandler was the high individual for state horticulture judging this year. So we had some state winners this year that did really well with their competitions.
Yeah, good representation. You know, there's nothing wrong taking obviously a little, you'd like to take home the win, but hey, you're in the top three. That's a lot of hard work. That's a lot of, you know, work behind you that you put into it. And at least you get recognized for that. So nice representation, recognition,
yeah.
things like that. And not only that, but we'll be on the national scale here
pretty soon.
So that's in St. Louis and Louisville, you said. I heard
yes.
two different locations
mm-hmm.
there. The St. Louis one is the
horticulture. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then Louisville will be the
skillathon.
The skillathon.
Yes.
Okay, very
uh-huh.
cool.
Yeah.
Now, tell me a little bit more, you know, about... That was one of my favorite things, and it's a trade that we is dying away at this point. It's kind of like a butcher or someone that would have to recognize the cows and, you know, explain exactly why they chose that. So tell me a little bit more about that event and, you know, how it went and how these kids did, because that was my favorite thing when you brought it up, you know, a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. Like I said, the livestock judging contest, the kids will be presented a class of four animals, mm-hmm. and it could be beef, it could be sheep, swine, or goats. And then they have to make the decision, you know, from which one's the best quality, the top one to the worst in the class. And then, so they place those, and then they have to give a set of oral reasons to a judge to tell why they placed that class. I mean, you know, they have to be able to reason it out and be reasonable as to how they did that. So the oral skills that they learn and the reasoning skills are very, very important. And as you know, it's something we all need to be able to do. We need those decision-making skills and things like that.
Certainly. And the ease to be able to explain something. You know, the easier that you can explain something to another individual, the easier it is to pass it on or to teach to another, you know, one another. And I think that's something that kids nowadays are so easily overlooked. It's not something that you find in the public school service. You know, it's something that, and I appreciate, you know, kids that take that extra effort and things like that. So, we're speaking with Cherry Nelson and James Coover. This is the Mighty 690 KGGF.